4. The Spirit of Divine Ministry. Paralleling the physical universe wherein paradise gravity holds all things together is the spiritual universe wherein the Word of the Son interprets the thought of God and, when made flesh, demonstrates the loving mercy of the combined nature of the associated creators. But in and through all this material and spiritual creation, there is a vast stage whereon the infinite Spirit and His Spirit offspring show forth the combined mercy, patience, and everlasting affection of the divine parents toward the intelligent children of their cooperative devising and making. Everlasting ministry to mind is the essence of the Spirit's divine character, and all the Spirit offspring of the conjoint actor partake of this desire to minister, this divine urge to service. God is love. The Son is mercy. The Spirit is ministry. The ministry of divine love and endless mercy to all intelligent creation. The Spirit is the personification of the Father's love and the Son's mercy. In Him are they eternally united for universal service. The Spirit is love applied to the creature creation, the combined love of the Father and the Son. On Urantia, the Infinite Spirit is known as an omnipresent influence, a universal presence, but in Havona you shall know Him as a personal presence of actual ministry. Here the ministry of the Paradise Spirit is the exemplary and inspiring pattern for each of His coordinate spirits and subordinate personalities ministering to the created beings on the worlds of time and space. In this divine universe, the Infinite Spirit fully participated in the 7 transcendental appearances of the Eternal Son. Likewise did He participate with the original Michael Son in the 7 bestowals upon the circuits of Havona, thereby becoming the sympathetic and understanding Spirit minister to every pilgrim of time traversing these perfect circles on high. When a Creator Son of God accepts the creatorship charge of responsibility for a projected local universe, the personalities of the Infinite Spirit pledge themselves as the tireless ministers of this Michael Son when He goes forth on His mission of creative adventure. Especially in the persons of the creative daughters, the local universe mother spirits, do we find the Infinite Spirit devoted to the task of fostering the ascension of the material creatures to higher and higher levels of spiritual attainment. And all this work of creature ministry is done in perfect harmony with the purposes and in close association with the personalities of the Creator Sons of these local universes. As the Sons of God are engaged in the gigantic task of revealing the Father's personality of love to a universe, so is the Infinite Spirit dedicated to the unending ministry of revealing the combined love of the Father and the Son to the individual minds of all the children of each universe. In these local creations, the Spirit does not come down to the material races in the likeness of mortal flesh, as do certain of the sons of God, but the Infinite Spirit and His coordinate spirits do downstep themselves, do joyfully undergo an amazing series of divinity attenuations until they appear as angels to stand by your side and guide you through the lowly paths of earthly existence. By this very diminishing series, the Infinite Spirit does actually, and as a person, draw very near to every being of the animal origin spheres. And all this the Spirit does without in the least invalidating His existence as the third person of Deity at the center of all things. The conjoint Creator is truly and forever the great ministering personality, the universal mercy minister. To comprehend the ministry of the Spirit, ponder the truth that He is the combined portrayal of the Father's unending love and of the Son's eternal mercy. The Spirit's ministry is not, however, restricted solely to the representation of the eternal Son and the universal Father. The Infinite Spirit also possesses the power to minister to the creatures of the realm in His own name and right. The third person is of divine dignity, and also bestows the universal ministry of mercy in His own behalf. As man learns more of the loving and tireless ministry of the lower orders of the creature family of this Infinite Spirit, he will all the more admire and adore the transcendent nature and matchless character of this combined action of the Universal Father and the Eternal Son. Indeed is this Spirit the eyes of the Lord which are ever over the righteous, and the divine ears which are ever open to their prayers.